Hi, everyone. This is Rick at KeepTheRubberSideDown.net and RickSlark.com. Today, I want to review the Nob Habano 464 Torpedo Cigar. It is produced by Oliva Cigars, and I smoked them quite a bit, and I just thought it would be a good time to review it. So let's get into it. The vitals of this cigar, ring gauge is 64. As I said, it's a 4-inch by 64 ring gauge. The wrapper is Habano. The binder is Nicaraguan. The filler is Nicaraguan. I bought this one at a local smoke shop that I frequent quite a bit, and it was $6, I think. The smoke time for this cigar was 1 hour and 35 minutes. I typically like to smoke this cigar after dinner and toward the early evening. It just seems to really be a pleasing cigar at that time. Let's talk about the construction of it. Firm, well-built cigars. No soft spot was detected on this one at all. The wrapper is a reddish-brown color, and this particular cigar had a few abrasions, which were most likely due to poor handling, and they did not affect the cigar's performance. But there were a couple little abrasions on it. One of the things I like about these cigars is they do not glue the band to the wrapper, and it easily slides off. And in my opinion, that is a big plus. I like to remove my the band, and I can't stand it when they're glued on there and they're hard to get off. So just a note there that's, to me, a big plus. At the beginning of the cigar, let's talk about that. This is not an easy cigar to light. Probably should use a torch lighter for most of your larger ring gauge cigars. But pay attention as you light this one, because it's going to take some effort. And you really want to do it right so that you've got a nice, even, balanced smoke all the way through. But pay attention to it. Take a little bit of time. Take a little bit of effort with this one. At the beginning, the draw is very easy. There's a plentiful smoke. Again, a big plus is for me is to have plentiful smoke. And here you go now. The flavor is immediate on this. There's no ramping up to full flavor. You're greeted with an explosion of peppery notes right off the bat. Really, really says hello there and welcome to this cigar. The middle of the cigar, those peppery notes start to subside a little bit, and the cigar begins to mellow out, and it begins to meld into the various notes, and honestly, it was kind of hard for me to distinguish what I was tasting and what I was smelling. I was a little miffed by that, and it was a little hard for me to distinguish that, but the ash is firm, and this is definitely the sweet spot of this cigar. It was extremely pleasing here in the middle of this cigar. Really, really enjoyed it. You wish the whole cigar would stay right there at that flavor. Unfortunately, it doesn't, and at the finish, pretty disappointing. At this point, the cigar became harsh, and the ash began to loosen up, and it was a really disappointing way to end such a good cigar. All the flavors are funneling through the torpedo end there, and it just began to become a little bitter and a little harsh. But let's give an overview now. Don't be fooled by this cigar, and don't be fooled by its size, because as I said earlier, this thing took me an hour and 35 minutes to smoke, which was totally great. It's a long-lasting, it's a flavorful smoke, and they continue to be a staple in my cigar rotation. The only word of caution is that you take your time, like I said earlier, when you're lighting it. Make sure all the edges are toasted, and that'll ensure a quality and trouble-free smoke. I would buy this again, and I would highly recommend you giving a couple of these a try. Don't just buy one. Buy a couple of them and enjoy them. And again, it's the Nob Habano 464 Torpedo. I think you'll really be glad that you did. All right. Again, this is Rick at KeepTheRubberSideDown.net and RickSlark.com. Thanks a lot.